Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Wednesday, the 12th of February. Now at this stage, I have to double check. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Hope you're all keeping well. So the reason for this session every morning prior to the European Open is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading conditions. And for that, you need to be able to obviously analyze these markets. So we'll do some fundamental analysis, we'll do some risk sentiment analysis, and we'll look technically at these charts and see where the best opportunities may lie. So what we can say for these markets is that there is a high degree of apprehension and kind of broad sideways price action, and the main reason for that is the unknown with the Trump administration around tariffs. There's a lot more information we need. There is the potential for increasing tariffs. So this whole tariff story, the markets kind of look at these tariff announcements and say, right, well, you know, the headline is really significant, but there's an expectation that Trump will just use that headline as a negotiation tool. So the two situations around the tariffs were the tariff, the 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico and China as well. However, it was postponed a month, and then last weekend announced steel and aluminium tariffs, which it's not coming into play until I think the 13th of March. So there's a month really to get some negotiations done with those that are impacted by these tariffs. And I guess ultimately we're not really too sure exactly what Donald Trump wants from these tariffs. So until that becomes a little bit clearer, it's going to be difficult for markets to, because markets really want to reprice things, and it wants to organically get an understanding in terms of where the fair value is for any particular market. And if there's a lot of uncertainty within that decision-making process, it's very difficult for traders and investors to put their money to work in that market. So what you can often experience is a little bit of non-direction trading, but a sideways moving price action. So, and that's really the phase that this market is in. So let's break it down for you in a little bit more detail. We'll, of course, start with our risk warning. Take a quick look, familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider what markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management and trade psychology all are really important roles when it comes to learning how to trade these markets. So we address and discuss these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. So it's not really just about the theory of trading. It's also really how you apply that theory is really what will matter. And we're strong advocates of maintaining a high degree of consistency in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well, as and when is required. And really required, we are required to be a little bit patient. We can absolutely identify certain specific opportunities. Nothing wrong with that. Like yesterday, we were still in a NASDAQ trade. But trading with smaller size is not a bad idea at this point in time. So bear that in mind. Right, okay, so let's get into it. We'll have a look at the news for the day. So a couple of important pieces of news. So the first one, looking back at yesterday, we had that speech from the governor of the Bank of England, the title of which, if you go to Forex Factory, you can just click on this tab, and there is looking at the changes in financial market activity. It's quite an interesting, worth sort of looking at, really. Are we underestimating changes in financial markets? But the most important news event yesterday of the day was Jerome Powell and his testimony in the Senate. So I suppose what was quite interesting from Jerome Powell's testimony is how they're sort of monitoring. Sorry, bear with me. Excuse me, sorry about that. So, how they're not overly concerned about inflation, but they can see that it's creeping higher. And they can see that it could effectively have an impact on interest rates. But they're still looking to cut rates. So they're still adopting that. They're still talking up markets to a certain degree. At what point will the higher rate for longer narrative take hold? It's going to be an interesting dynamic. It's going to be an interesting trade-off. Because the two remits to the Fed, of course, are price stability, so inflation becomes a significant problem if we start seeing, this inflation number today, if it comes in above 3%, then that's, we're entering a slightly different territory at that point. We're not back to the 2% mark, which is where the Fed wants to be. So the new normal might be actually at a higher base. And unemployment, which they keep referencing, which is really, really strong at 4%, gone back down to 4% from 4.1 just last week. So we're going to hear from Jerome Powell again today at 3 o'clock for round two. And before that, we've got CPI numbers. And the headline is 2.9, previous numbers 2.9. So you can see no shift there or no change. And then we've got the monthly numbers, the core and the monthly. And the headline is 10 basis points less than previous month, whereas core is 10 basis points higher than the previous month. So it's going to be quite interesting to watch that. We'll be broadcasting live during this CPI event, so we'll plan and prepare accordingly. But on a net-by-net basis, a limited change is what these markets are kind of pricing in from an inflationary perspective. And then it's back to Jerome Powell. Now, just to let you know, tomorrow there is more inflation numbers than it's PPI. And the expectation is that that is likely to come in a little bit higher. So with all of this in mind then, where are the potentially the best opportunities? Now, it's worth looking at a couple of things. Firstly, the price action in some of these markets is pretty range bound. And we can share this this analysis from yesterday. It's not it's not too far off, actually. So what we have in the S&P is we still have a sideways ranging market. But what we have quite craftily is a confirmed break to the downside and then a spike to the upside. But we are still in this little sideways pattern. We're still in the NASDAQ. So if this price rolls back over to the downside, it's a trade that we would like to stay in. So we have made some progress. And where we find ourselves now, because we quite like the potential for the dollar to weaken. And this level here should be slightly higher in both of these markets. So let me just amend this level just quickly. So the resistance level was pretty much sitting in here. And at that point, so what we did was, it's quite cruel price action during times like this as well, where you get your breakout to the downside and then it pulls back and clearly takes out all of the previous highs. But it's still technically a pullback. And then what we're looking at now is, do we get an opportunity to go with this trade? We're in quite a tight little range. And will we have an opportunity to buy the euro dollar and the pound dollar? There's certainly some more upside if we do break out of this little range, and it's looking quite positive. So there's an opportunity there. So maybe the 103.80 is the level of interest. 103.80. That level in the pound dollar is the 124.59. So we can see if the dollar does actually begin to weaken even more so, we can perhaps look at those trades. And the only other, because we will stick with the NASDAQ, I mean, price action hasn't moved in line with our expectations. We're not surprised it's done what it's done, because there is a distinct kind of lack of clarity. But the other opportunity for us to have a look at, and we're going to, very shortly now, we're going to go straight into the euro dollar and the pound dollar and see if there's a trade there that we can identify. But the other one is what's going on here. If I take this off the screen. So we're looking for selling opportunities in crude oil, and we very nearly got up to those highs yesterday. That's what we were expecting, just a little bit more of a move to the upside, and now these prices are beginning to roll over to the downside. So let's have a look at that on the hourly time frame. So we're in a bit of an uptrend. We've just drifted sideways. We've got these lows. It looks like prices are just beginning to break below the 72.59. So 72.59. Okay, and that's crude oil. 72.59. So look, we've got a few trades to focus our attention on, and they're all giving us opportunities potentially right now. So with this in mind, they're worth looking at. So we certainly didn't get a coherent risk-off trade at all. In fact, prices started to reverse over the course of the trading day, and we can still stick with the NASDAQ. And it really goes back to Jerome Powell again today. So he's quite good at talking up markets, getting a bit of a positive reaction in the markets because of their, I suppose, bias to reduce rates. Again, very much in line with what Donald Trump is arguing for, lower rates. But he's also looking for a weaker dollar so that the dollar becomes a little bit more competitive. So yesterday we had a bit of a different view to... we don't really have mixed... So we don't really have risk-off market conditions today, but we do have broadly mixed... mixed markets due to Trump tariffs, I think, is still very valid. So let's put the Euro dollar by above, give you the level, the 103.80. The pound dollar looking to buy above, so this is the actual level, 124.59. We've got crude oil as well. So sell below 72.59. Now, I just want to have a quick look at gold just one more time before I let you guys go. Those trades can really take center stage for the day. And if we make some progress, we can certainly have a look at those. So just a quick look at gold. Massive rally. Rejection yesterday. Let's have a look at it, see what it looks like on a smaller time frame. So what we have is, we have these lows here. So it's not a fantastic buy trade, but the overall momentum is very much to the upside. We've pulled back off the highs, we've moved sideways, and now this is represents a structural failure trade for the upside above the 29.08. I suppose the bigger problem is you're looking at perhaps a $30 risk, which it's not great. In fact, it's actually too wide. So gold strength we can stick with due to central bank purchasing. We might get a bit more weakness. If we do, that would be even better for us because we might get opportunity to buy at lower prices. So markets are now preparing for US inflation and Jay Powell. Powell's second testimony of day two. Yeah, expect increased volatility. I mean, we say that, but there's a bit of sort of lingering negativity that we have. A central banker, you know, kind of tried to talk up and continue to talk about their desire to cut rates, even though we don't really have the dynamics for them to do it. So, yeah, interesting talk from these central banks. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. Sort of posted the trade plan there into the chat box for you. We'll open up the European live trade room now very shortly, and we've got a couple of trades to look at very, very swiftly. The euro dollar, the pound dollar, and also that crude oil trade as well. So we'll see if we can edge ourselves into those. We're broadly trading with lower size at the moment, so take that precautionary step. It's kind of worth it. We kind of have to test the moves with a little bit of capital, so make sure that amount of capital is not that significant. So narratives, we're kind of mixed, really. Bit of dovish rhetoric, really, from Jerome Powell. It's hard to say there's a positive reaction to Trump tariffs, and the AI rally is not really, it's faltering, if anything. So, it's not too clear from a fundamental or sentiment perspective. Hopefully that's fair enough. Okay, then, guys, listen, on that note, listen, take care of yourselves. We'll switch rooms now, so we'll see you there in just a minute or two for everyone here. Bye for now. My pleasure, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.